on making sure everything's right in that list. That's a praise in itself. The message is titled today, Living Life Like It Matters. And it's going to be those last few verses in 1 Corinthians 9, 24 through 27. And it starts out like this in verse 24. Do you not know that in a race all the runners run, but only one gets the prize? Run in such a way as to get the prize. Everyone who competes in these games goes into strict training. They do it to get a crown that will not last. But we do it to get a crown that will last forever. Therefore, I do not run like someone running aimlessly. I do not fight like a boxer beating the air. No, I strike a blow to my body, and it makes it my slave, so that after I have preached to others, I myself will not be disqualified for the prize. So we are continuing our series in 1 Corinthians. Today we're going to look at the final few verses that we just heard from chapter 9. Remember, last week we looked at the larger section of this chapter in which Paul talks about his motives for his ministry, right? And what it means to live a purpose-filled life. We saw how Paul he's really compelled to preach. Woe to me if I don't preach the gospel, he said. And we saw how he devoted his life to the good of others, seeking to be all things to all people so that some might be saved. We'll pick up where we left off as we take a closer look at these final few verses of chapter 9, where Paul talks about living a life or pursuing your calling like it means everything in the world to you, because it does. As we see Paul's attitude expressed in these verses, there's a word that comes to my mind. Tenacity, which can be defined as persistent determination to hang on and never let go, to stay with something to the very end. This was Paul's attitude towards his ministry and his calling, and my grandma used to call it, you're like a dog at a root, right? You don't give up. It's an attitude that every person with a calling needs to emulate. And you all have a calling. Without tenacity, nothing will last. I can guarantee you that when you take on the role of leadership at home, at work, at church, in the community, or anywhere else, you will have an opportunity at some point to throw in the towel. There will be a time when walking away from it all will seem like the most attractive option and will be the easiest thing for you to do. At that point, when you decide to keep on keeping on, in spite of the challenges and the difficulties, you earn your stripes as a leader, as a spouse, as a parent, as a servant of God. Most of our failures are the results of quitting too soon. It's one thing to be defeated, to be outscored by the other team when the final buzzer sounds. It's quite another to give up early and go home just because you've fallen behind in the count. And things aren't going as easy as you thought they would be. Your purpose in life must be to be pursued with tenacity. Well, what does that mean? It can be summarized in three words: direction, determination, discipline. If you look at every person who has accomplished something great in their life, or in this life, you'll see that these three words defined their work ethic. Direction, determination, discipline. You see these qualities not only in great leaders today, but great leaders throughout history, and especially the great leaders of the Bible. The Apostle Paul is an excellent example. He preached sermons and planted churches and saved souls and made disciples and wrote the books of the Bible, many of them. And he faced all kinds of opposition along the way. Sickness, poverty, persecution, abandonment, imprisonment. And he kept on, kept and kept on and kept on. Until finally he was able to say this in 2 Timothy 4, 6 and 8. The time for my departure is near. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award me on that day. What a great thing to be able to say. In 1 Corinthians 9, Paul talks about his philosophy of ministry, right? The last few verses of this chapter are among my favorite in all of Scripture. Today we'll look at these verses and a few others along the way as we take, you know, aim at this essential quality of tenacity. To live like it matters, there are three perspectives that we must resolve to live by. Let's look at the first, we'll take a look at each one of these. The first one being, don't look back. Don't look back. Jesus said, no one who puts his hands on the plow and looks back is fit for service in the kingdom of God. Luke 9, 62. He's saying that the Christian life is a forward-looking life. It's always ahead. It never looks back. Life can't be lived in reverse. It can only be lived moving forward. Someone who worked with W.A. Criswell, who for 50-plus years was the pastor of really the historic First Baptist Church of Dallas. He said that one phrase that he often remembers Dr. Criswell most often repeating is, never look back. If you're not careful, you can waste your life away looking at where you've been. Reliving past hurts, past mistakes, past regrets, past failures. You can waste your whole life thinking, if only. If only, if only. Those who serve in leadership roles are especially prone to do this because wins and losses and successes and failures rest on their shoulders. One basketball coach told me that 15 years, after losing a championship game, he is still tormented by some of the plays he called during that final game. He keeps asking himself, why didn't I do it differently? Who was this coach? Was he a coach of the Boston Celtics? The Chicago Bulls? A Fighting Irish coach? A Michigan coach? No. He was the coach of a little league team in a tiny little town. And he couldn't stop looking back. To be clear, and you must listen to this, it is good to learn from your mistakes so that you do not repeat them again. But it's a bad idea to wallow in them. This is how the Apostle Paul described his approach to life. He said, right? In Philippians 3, 13 and 14. But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. And today's text in verse 26, therefore I do not run like a man running aimlessly. I do not fight like a man beating the air. Well, what is he talking about? He's talking about focus, living forward rather than backward. Last week, I reminded you, or I mentioned an NFL coach, George Allen, who had a sign on his desk and said, what I'm doing right now taking me closer to my ultimate goal of winning? This is what we must learn, right? To ask ourselves every day this question, am I pursuing the prize or am I parked in the past? To live your life like it matters, make it a point to never, ever look back. Secondly, don't give up. In the book of Proverbs, Solomon said these words in 24:16. For though a righteous man falls seven times, he rises again. But the wicked are brought down by calamity. It's not that we never, ever make a mistake. We do. We make mistakes. The difference, right? The difference is that we don't use any mistake as an excuse to quit. We get back up and we try again. William Blake said this, mistakes are easy, mistakes are inevitable, but there is no mistake so great as the mistake of not going on. When you fall down, or when life knocks you down, or when the battle seems to go on forever, that's when you're most likely to quit. And that's when you most need to press a little bit harder, push a little bit farther. In the movie Rocky Balboa, Sylvester Stallone is talking to his son, it's one of the last ones made, about tenacity in life. He tells him that the world is not sunshine and roses, right? And that means that it's truly mean and nasty, and no matter how tough you are, it will sometimes beat you to your knees and keep you there if you let it. And then he says this, you, me, nobody is going to hit as hard as life. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done. That's how winning is done. It may not be grammatically correct, but in every other miserable way, this statement could not be any more accurate. It's never a question of getting knocked down or even falling down. It's a question of getting back up. Babe Ruth used to say, you just can't beat the person who never gives up. And that's true. Another way to say it is, a man or a woman who won't be stopped can't be stopped. Ross Perot said this, most people give up just when they're about to achieve success. They quit on the 1 yard line. They give up at the last minute of the game, 1 foot away from winning a touchdown. The Apostle Paul says in today's text, in verse 24, run in such a way as to get the prize. To live life like it matters. Don't give up before you cross the finish line. And thirdly, don't throw it away. Listen to what Paul said in verse 27. I beat my body and make it my slave so that after I have preached to others, I myself will not be disqualified for the prize. When we fail, we struggle with the temptation to quit. When we succeed, right, we sometimes struggle with the temptation to just coast or to compromise or to give a little less than 100% from here on out. Once we succeed, we will inevitably find ourselves presented with the opportunity to throw it all away. There are more examples here than I'm going to list this morning. I could name them in ministry, in business, in politics, in sports, and most especially in relationships. When you get what you've always wanted, you will be given at some point the chance to throw it all away. We see it happen among the rich and famous. Their lives are before us. It's easy for us to say, tis, tisk, as if we were above it all. But even the Apostle Paul knew that he had the potential to be disqualified from the race. Well, where exactly does that leave the rest of us? Think of any high-profile Christian that you admire. Lucado, Graham, Tim Tebow, whoever it might be, you have something in common with this person. You're both the same in this way. If either of you are going to grow spiritually, you both have to make and take the same steps. You both have to commit to the same spiritual disciplines. Bible study, prayer, worship, service, and fellowship. No level of achievement exempts anyone from following the fundamentals of spiritual growth. Athletes never get to the point where they no longer need to stretch before a workout or a game. Even the greats still need to prepare for each competition. This never ends. Not even when a player is headed for the Hall of Fame. In the same way, Christians never get to the point where the basics of Christian life are unnecessary. We never get to the point where we're no longer required to forgive others or love our enemies or serve with a humble heart or walk obediently. In this way, living the Christian life looks the same for an old saint as it does for a brand new convert, someone who just came to know Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. The basics never change. Those who live life like it matters understand this principle. They understand that the Christian life requires the same discipline today that it required 10 years ago, 20 years ago, maybe 50, 60, 70 years ago. You never reach the point where you can coast out the remainder of your calling. Those who live life like it matters never ever sell out and never set their calling aside. Even when success makes it very possible to do that. Instead, we continue to run at full speed with everything we've got until we cross that finish line. Direction, determination, discipline. Direction means that you don't look back. You don't live in the past. You keep moving forward in your walk with God. Determination. It means that you don't give up, not even when it's easiest to give up. Instead, you get up and you try again. Discipline means that you don't sell out. You don't kick back. You don't coast. You cross the finish line with the same level of commitment that you demonstrated coming right off the starting blocks. We must remain tenacious. This means that you never quit. You never quit moving forward. Never, not ever. May we all resolve to live each day of our lives, you know, of our life, like every single moment matters. Because it most assuredly does. Amen? Amen.